Did you know bison live on a small island off the coast of California? Bison are large mammals native to the United States. They are also known as buffalo. People usually see bison in places like Yellowstone National Park, which covers parts of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. In 2016, the bison was named the official mammal of the United States. But how did these large animals, known for living in the northern part of the United States, get to a small island southwest of Los Angeles? Well, like many things related to Los Angeles, it had to do with Hollywood and the movie business. Julie King is the director of conservation and wildlife management at the Catalina Island Conservancy. She said 14 bison arrived on the island in 1924. The animals were supposed to be part of a movie. They did not get into the movie and were left behind by the filmmakers. The bison have now lived on the island for almost 100 years. At one time, there were about 600 of them. That is because they had no predators, such as large cats, wolves, bears, and humans. Now, due to birth control and a conservation plan, there are only 120 on the island. The Catalina Island Conservancy takes care of the bison herd. When there are too many animals, they are moved to other parts of the U.S. Some of the bison from Catalina were moved to Native American lands in North and South Dakota. Bison used to live there, but had not been seen in those areas for 100 years. You can now find bison in every state, but in the late 1800s, they almost completely disappeared. The bison on Catalina are smaller than the ones on the mainland. That is because they are not native. There are fewer grasses on the island than in places like Montana. King said the animals do not get the right nutrition on the island. They do not really belong there, but they have become well known, and people visit the island just to see them. Debbie Rosen likes the bison so much, she wrote a children's book about them. It is called The Amazing Adventures of Bibi the Bison. Her husband Howie helped write the book. He said the bison are now part of the island. But King, a scientist, said she would rather not see even one bison on the island. She said the island's largest native plant eater should be a squirrel, not an 1,800-pound or 800-kilogram herbivore. Debbie Rosen said the fact that the bison survived on the island for so long says a lot about why they were so important to the United States. They were forced to adapt, she said. So that's an example of their resilience and why they're such a fitting symbol for our country. Because the American people are resilient people. King said scientists, conservationists, and the people who love the bison are trying to find a compromise that satisfies everyone involved. I'm Dan Friedel.